This is online editor Tim Lukak, bringing you the Turbo Time Podcast Turbo Blast segment for the week of March 27th, 2023. For this Turbo Blast, we'll be wrapping up our coverage of the Western Turbine Users, Inc. conference, showcasing a snippet from our recent interview with FieldCore, and talking about how PTC10 has evolved. On top of that, we will showcase original reporting done by Mark Axford of Axford Turbine Consultants from the CERAWeek 2023 conference. On top of all this, we will give the latest on important industry news and products. So sit back, relax, and be informed by this week's Turbo Blast. First and foremost, let's close out WTUI. Our contributing editor, Terry Sommers, wrote us a very informative show report showcasing the most important features of the event, alongside a more general summation of happenings there. At the moment, a truncated version is posted on our site, with a full show report planned for the May-June print issue. Western Turbine Users, Inc. has evolved from a small gathering of gas turbine owners in California to a global network, adapting to the increasing use of renewable energy sources. The 32nd annual WTUI conference took place in San Diego, with discussions focused on innovating turbine technologies for improved performance. More than 1,000 participants showed up to partake in the proceedings. Highlights include Industrom's Power closed-loop CO2 system, which can increase plant power by 20% and improve heat rate by 17%. Pro Energy Services' wet fogging technology aims to improve power output by 10%. Additionally, selective catalytic reduction advancements were presented as a means to control nitrogen oxide emissions in cleaner fuel production. Another feature to check out on our site is authored by William Holweg, retired of Elliott Group and Kapil Panchal, Engineer 5 Compressor Aerodynamics of Elliott Group. The two submitted a comprehensive article on the ASME Power Test Code 10, or PTC10. The ASME PTC10 establishes standards and rules for testing compressor thermodynamic performance at specified operating conditions. Since its first publication in 1935, it has been periodically updated to reflect advances in technology and changes in compressor applications. The revisions have addressed real gas behavior, multi-stage compressors with sidestream injection extraction flows, and provided standardized methods for measuring relevant quantities and calculating performance. The 1965 revision introduced a new method for classifying tests, calculating polytropic work, and warned about the importance of verifying the accuracy of gas properties. The 1997 revision included more detailed procedures, a new performance correction method, and guidance for testing multi-section compressors. The need for further updates to improve accuracy in evaluating centrifugal compressor performance has been discussed, and proposed changes include a unified method for correction of the effects of the Reynolds number, size, and roughness. Overall, the ASME PTC10 code continues to play a vital role in ensuring reliable and accurate testing of compressor thermodynamic performance. In case you missed it, last week we posted a video interview with FieldCore's head of EHS, Megan Raines. Here's a sample from the interview where she specifies the importance of worker health and safety on job sites. Take a listen.
Absolutely. So we have many, many ways, as you can imagine, that we ensure worker health and safety at our job sites. And I would say, first and foremost, it starts at the leadership level. Our leadership has really heartfelt commitment to the health and safety of our employees. And they demonstrate that in many, many ways. I'll give you a couple examples. So we actually start the week every week with a safety call. So all of our extended leadership team gets together and we talk about nothing but health and safety. We start every meeting with an environmental health or safety moment, regardless of what the topic of the meeting is, so that we can always have that awareness of the importance of health and safety. We cover safety in every one of our operating reviews across the business as well. And our leadership team frequently does senior manager visits at our outage locations, just to engage with our employees and talk with them about safety and make sure that they have all the support that they need in order to be able to work in a health and safety or healthy and safe manner. We also, at the global level, we have a certified safety management system, which is fairly common across the industry. That really provides us a framework to establish the needed health and safety processes and procedures. But frankly, we go well beyond that in terms of what we do to protect our employees. We also measure our leading and lagging indicators for health and safety. We look at the potential of our incidents. We have a risk register where we look at the different types of work that we're performing and assess the risk level of each of those. And then we take all of that data together and use it to drive actions to continuously improve our health and safety across the organization. We have action plans in place at both the global and the regional level specific to health and safety improvements. And we actually use our lean tools as well, including Kaizen and problem-solving methodologies to further recognize potential improvement areas and implement those quickly.
The full interview is available as an online exclusive video through our website under the Turbo Time podcast section. Just search Field Corps for more. A few highlights from our new news and products include Northern Biogas acquisition of three new renewable natural gas or RNG ventures to expand its production capabilities. The procurement of these new RNG facilities marks an expansion in the company's planned RNG project development pipeline, which is expected to increase the supply of RNG in the market. Being located near Northern Biogas current operations, these RNG facilities are anticipated to commence commercial services by the first quarter of 2024. CPC Pumps International, a division of Atlas Copco Gas and Process, is launching a new BB5 pump model that has been specifically designed for carbon capture, utilization, and storage, or CCUS, processes. The pump is fully compliant with API 610 standards and allows for the interchangeability of individual stages, enabling engineers to modify the hydraulics to suit various applications. CPC Pumps International is responsible for the production of the OH2, OH5, VS1/6, and BB2/3 centrifugal pump models. Each BB5 pump can be customized to meet specific application requirements, providing engineers with greater flexibility when designing CCUS processes. Gasgrid Finland has launched the Oy Hydrogen Transmission Project, which aims to construct a hydrogen transmission pipeline in Finland. The project is a demonstration initiative designed to encourage the growth of the country's hydrogen infrastructure. The hydrogen will be generated at Kemira Oy Jacenso facility and transported to Avanco Imatra Oy OBS and Matra Steel Plant via Gasgrid's hydrogen pipeline. The Finnish Ministry of Labor and Economy has provided 9.5 million euros in funding to support the project's planning and potential construction. If successful, the project will represent a significant step forward for Finland in establishing a national and international hydrogen-based market, and lay the groundwork for advancing the country's energy and raw materials market. And lastly, Mark Axford's coverage of CERAWeek by S&P Global 23, held in Houston, Texas, began by noting the record-breaking attendance of over 7,200 delegates and 1,000 speakers from 90 countries. The conference, often referred to as the Davos of the energy world, hosted key industry figures and featured discussions on the ongoing war in Ukraine, the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines, and the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act. Founder Dan Yergin highlighted the history of energy transitions and the current climate-driven energy transition, which aims to be achieved quickly and transform the energy landscape. However, this energy transition faces the energy trilemma, which is balancing security, sustainability, and affordability of energy sources. As the world moves toward decarbonization, the scale and speed of the transition may pose challenges for affordability. The Inflation Reduction Act supports technologies like carbon capture and hydrogen production, but the goal of reaching net zero CO2 emissions by 2050 seems unrealistic, especially considering countries like China and India continue to rely on coal. The imbalance among the legs of the energy trilemma has led to an increase in coal-fired power due to its affordability in many regions, despite a push for cleaner energy sources. That's all I had for you today on this Turbo Blast, part of the Turbo Time podcast. I'm online editor Tim Lukak, delivering the best stories from the turbo machinery industry in convenient audio form. Thanks for listening.